RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus and Use in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That's our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to meet Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and King Willem Alexander. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed Quran recitation competition will encourage peace in the Middle East. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to meet with King Willem Alexander and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte on Friday. President Communication Team Ari Dupeyana affirmed that President Joko Widodo is going to attend a business forum and discussion with the entrepreneurs during his stay in the Netherlands. He and his entourage arrived at Schiphol International Airport, Amsterdam, around 6 p.m. on Tuesday local time. President Joko Widodo and his entourage were greeted at the airport by King Willem Alexander VIII, Lieutenant Colonel Susan Schoemaker, Vice Minister, concurrently Social and Employment Minister, Lodewijk Asscheurs, Dutch Royal Ambassador for the Republic of Indonesia, Robert Swartboot. They directly headed to Ahmad Quartus Grand Hotel to meet with Indonesian people who live in the Netherlands. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the Asia-Pacific Quran recitation competition of Prince Sultan bin Abdul Aziz Asyud held in Jakarta will encourage peace in the Middle East. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the annual event, Vice President Yusuf Kalla asserted that so many verses in the Quran state about unity. He called on Islamic countries, especially the Arab nations, to unite. The closing ceremony of the competition was attended by Prince Khalid bin Sultan Asyud bin Abdul Aziz and the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Indonesia Ibrahim Mustafa Al Mubarak. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Indonesia has a national motto called Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which means unity in diversity. Indonesian Youth and Sport Ministry and the Serbian Sport Minister have agreed to exchange information and to develop sports in their communities. Assistant Deputy of Youth Leadership of the Youth and Sport Ministry, Rianto, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that memorandum of understanding on cooperation in the fields of sport and youth was signed by both countries. The ministry will visit and observe sport science in Serbia in a bid to learn the techniques and methods applied in Serbia. To develop sport, Rianto noted his ministry will promote sport tourism in some regions, such as South Sumatra, Singkawang, and Flores. The development of sport tourism is expected to increase foreign tourists and foreign exchange. Furthermore, the ministry will popularize other sports such as table tennis, women's football, sport for the elderly, and others. Indonesian Trade Minister Thomas Lembon said on Tuesday that a series of economic policy packages issued by the government had made Indonesia a favorite country for investment. He said that the policy packages have strengthened trade cooperation between Indonesia and some European countries, especially Britain. Indonesian government has issued 11 economic policy packages over the past several months, marked with massive deregulation. Minister Thomas, who is in Europe accompanying President Joko Widodo on a tour of a number of European countries, said that he had held meetings with counterparts and business leaders in Europe, such as an Indonesian UK business forum in London. At the forum, Minister Thomas was a finalist together with Richard Graham, an employee of the British Prime Minister, and Rosan Roslani, the General Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KADIN. More than 300 representatives of big British corporations attended the forum. Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil said that he has held talks with an American tech company, Apple. The company, built out by the late Steve Jobs, plans to open a branch office in Bandung West, Java. Speaking in Bandung on Tuesday, Mayor Ridwan Kamil said that he plans to allocate a space at the new parking building which is to be built at Jalan Gelap Nyawan. However, the parking building is no ordinary one. It will feature robotic technology. He added that the high-tech parking building will soon be built as the winning bidder on the investment is about to be decided. The building, which is expected to house 800 cars, will stand 5 stories tall with a commercial spaces at the top of the building. The last item, Indonesia has made remarkable achievements in the development of industry today. Based on United Nations Industrial Development Organization UNIDO, Indonesia is in the 10th position as the world industrialized countries. Based on the UNIDO's Industrial Statistical Yearbook 2016, Indonesia ranked 10th of industrialized countries along with China, United States, Japan, Germany, Korea, India, Italy, France, and Brazil. His best start of the Minister of Industry, Diah Winardi Pujawati, said in Indonesia Industry Performance Workshop that was held on Tuesday, April 21st, that the contribution of manufacturing industry in the state revenues made up a quarter of GDP.
Dari laporan yang kami terima, dari laporan statistik ini, industri manufaktur di Indonesia dilaporkan telah memberikan...
From the reports we received from a statistical report, manufacturing industry in Indonesia are reported to have contributed nearly a quarter of gross domestic product GDP. In addition, Indonesia is able to maintain a positive growth even during times of global economic crisis when the economy of developed countries has decreased. Based on the current UNIDO report, Indonesia is the top 10 major manufacturing industry in the world.
Saat ini Indonesia telah berhasil mencapai ranking 10 besar industri manufaktur di dunia, top 10 manufacturers of the world.
Dia further explained the Indonesian manufacturing industry grew 5.04% in 2015, higher than the national economic growth rate of 4.79%. The metals and electricity industry recorded the highest growth rate at 7.9%. Food and beverages rose 7.54%, and the machinery and equipment industry grew 7.49%. The manufacturing industry contributed 18% to gross domestic product in 2015, worth around 2,098 trillion rupiah. In 2014, Indonesia was at the 12th of the list, but in 2016, it surpasses England and Canada. That's the news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled The Dispute of Iran and Saudi Arabia as well as the impact on the negotiation in Doha, Qatar. The meeting between the main oil-producing countries in Doha, Qatar failed to reach agreement on the level of production and the establishment of the lowest oil prices. Among observers, the failure was caused by differences in attitudes and interests of two countries, namely Iran and Saudi Arabia. The meeting in Doha was intended to discuss the level of production and the price of crude oil. Since the beginning, both Saudi Arabia and Iran had different interests in the matters that would be negotiated. For Iran, the rise in production levels and prices will strongly support the level of its economy. Since long time ago, Tehran government has repeatedly expressed its intention to raise production levels to pre-sanction level of the UN Security Council before considering any tightening in a bid to stabilize prices. Except Riyadh, a number of oil-producing countries agree with the standpoint of Tehran. Actually, raising the oil export is one of the rewards of tightening the supervision of Iran's nuclear activities. This was the main part of the Tehran agreement with the permanent members of the UN Security Council in July last year. But Saudi Arabia did not agree. During the meeting in Doha, Qatar, Riyadh had already hinted not to accept a tightening of oil production in any form. With a tight standpoint, Saudi ensured that oil deal would fail. Saudi opted the low price of oil continues and revenue from oil continues to be low to all oil producers, not to mention Saudi itself, rather than reaching a production deal that will raise revenue for Iran. It could be argued that the oil is no longer just a trade commodity, but it has become part of the political strategy or diplomacy. both Tehran and Riyadh had made the oil as part of political strategy by taking into account the geopolitical aspect of the Gulf region as well as their influence on other countries, particularly in the Middle East. Such conditions would bring about impact on other countries outside the Gulf region, especially those countries that will still depend on oil as the foundation of national economy, including Indonesia. Listener, that was our commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome to Today in History. We begin with an event on April 22, 1970, Mother Earth Day was commemorated globally. Mother Earth Day falls on April 22nd every year. The day is commemorated to increase people's awareness on environmental issues. Mother Earth Day was commemorated for the first time in the U.S. on April 22, 1970. At that time, millions of people, especially school and university students, gathered in a parade which contained environment education program. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin was the initiator of the day and gained positive response from the UN or the United Nations. However, the name Mother Earth Day was voiced for the first time by a peace activist, John McConnell, on April 20, 1969, during the March Equinox. Along with time, Mother Earth Day became more popular among global societies. Now, the day has been commemorated in more than 190 countries. We move into 1994, Richard Nixon, the US 37th president, passed away. Richard Milos Nixon was the 36th US vice president in 1953 to 1961 and 37th US president in 1969 to 1974. He was the first president in the United States to resign from his position. His resignation followed the Watergate scandal at the White House. On January 23, 1973, President Nixon also announced the end of the Vietnam War that had taken 1,000 lives. The announcement indirectly became U.S. confession that they lost in the Southeast Asian War. On April 22, 1994, Nixon passed away due to illness and was buried beside his wife, Pat Nixon, at the Richard Nixon Presidential Library in his birthplace, Yorba Linda, California. We end today in history with an event on April 22, 1961, massacre in Algeria. On April 22, 1961, French secret soldiers had a coup in Algeria, causing 1,200 people of Algiers, the capital of Algeria, killed. The coup was carried out by General Salan, General Johat, General Johat, General Chali, and General Zeller because they were against the decision of French government for granting autonomy right for Algeria. French president at that time, Charles de Gaulle, instructed the coup to be ended, and in 4 days, the generals arrested. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, here is Focus featuring Indonesia and Britain agree various cooperations. The government of Indonesia and Britain had agreed cooperation in various sectors during the visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to Britain on Tuesday local time. Presidential communication team Ari Dwi Payana in London on Wednesday said the agreement was signed during the meeting of the president with British Prime Minister David Cameron. According to Dwi Payana, there were 5 memorandum of understanding signed by both countries on creative industry, higher education, information and experience in holding international sport events, maritime and fisheries cooperation, and cooperation of PT Garuda with Airbus and Rolls-Royce. Ari Dwi Payana explained, the agreement in creative industry opens opportunity for a stronger cooperation in capacity improvement and skill development through education and training. Besides that, the Memorandum of Understanding became the funding basic model for creative economy including financing source and investment. The Memorandum of Understanding also emphasized the importance of creative city network development. Indonesian and English governments also agreed a memorandum on higher education, which is expected to support education development in each country. The memorandum also encouraged bilateral development program among higher education institutions of both countries with win-win principle and scholarship for both countries. Meanwhile, the MOU signed by Garuda Indonesia with Airbus and Rolls-Royce emphasized the ability development of Garuda Indonesia in maintaining Rolls-Royce machine in its planes. According to Ari Dwi Payana, the 5 memorandum showed increasingly closer bilateral relationship of Indonesia and Britain. President Joko Widodo in London also attended business forum. On that occasion, the president invited British businessmen to invest in the country because economic condition in Indonesia had been very conducive. He added, the government will facilitate the licensing because the government had the bureaucracy reformation. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin had Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, after the MOU signing in London, stated their preparedness to realize the English outward investment. According to Rosan, the English outward investment potential in Indonesia has great opportunity. Kadin, as government's partner in economy, trade, and industry, will keep encouraging inward investment flow to the country, more overly toward the comprehensive economic partnership agreement with European Union targeted to be finished in 2018. That was today's focus.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, April 22, 2016. We begin with Kompas newspaper, which wrote, asset hunting as the next target. Repatriation of Bank Indonesia Liquidity Support or BLBI fugitive, Samadikun Hartono, by the Corruptor Hunter Task Force must be appreciated. The hunt of Samadikun's asset and other BLBI fugitives became the next target. Based on the loot asset recapitulation signed by the Asset Recovery Center of January-December 2015, there are several assets belong to the BLBI fugitives, namely Harapan Sentosa Bank Commissioner Hendra Raharja and Servithia Bank President Director David Nusawijaya. Some of the assets had been auctioned through the State's Wealth and Auction Service Office or KPKNL. Although without exact data, the total auction assets are still unable to recover the national loss due to the BLBI fund abuse amounting to 138.4 trillion rupiahs. Besides Samadikun, the corrupt hunter also arrested Hartawan Alui, one of the suspects of Bank Century. The President Commissioner of PT Antaboga Delta Securitas fled to Singapore in 2011 and was put in wanted list. these cases was handled by National Police Criminal Investigation Course or Bareskrim Polri. Media Indonesia wrote egoistic political party. The government agreed the decision of the Constitutional Court that if joining regional election, the member of the House must resign. On the other hand, the political parties in Senayan undauntedly fight for their interests. Majority faction in the parliament agreed that the House Legislative Council, or DPRD, and Regional Representatives Council, or DPD, can take leave for regional election candidacy, while the members of army, police, and civil servants must resign. This was revealed during the consignment between Commission 2 and the government in amending the law of regional election in Jakarta last night. According to Commission 2 head Rambe Kamaruzaman, the reason for the army, police, and civil servants to resign because the law forbids them from getting involved in practical politics. Meanwhile, the former head of the Constitutional Court, Hamdan Zulfa, warned the House not to ignore the Constitutional Court decision because it can be cancelled. We end today's headline with Tempo. Supreme Court officials allege fraud bribery. Corruption Eradication Commission or KPK is investigating the alleged involvement of the Supreme Court's Secretary Nur Hadi in the arrest of the Secretary and Central Jakarta District Court Secretary Edi Nasution. KPK then asked the Immigration Director General to prevent Nur Hadi from leaving the country in order to ease the investigation. Last Wednesday, KPK arrested Edi and a businessman alleged as intermediary Dodi Arianto Supeno. Both were arrested after the transaction in the ground floor of an hotel at Kramat Raya Street, Central Jakarta. From Edi, KPK confiscated evidence money worth 50 million rupiahs stored in a batik bag. The transaction is related to the case 3 submission at the Central Jakarta State Court, involving two big companies which are still concealed by KPK. Based on both suspects' information, KPK presumed Nur Hadi is involved. Listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to meet with King William Alexander and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte on Friday. President Communication Team Ari Dipayana affirmed that President Joko Widodo is going to attend a business forum and discussion with entrepreneurs during his stay in the Netherlands. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the Asia-Pacific Grand Recitation Competition of Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Ashaud held in Jakarta will encourage peace in the Middle East. Indonesian Youth and Sport Minister and Serbian Sport Minister have agreed to exchange information and to develop sport in their communities. Indonesian Trade Minister Thomas Lembong said on Tuesday that a series of economic policy packages issued by the government had made Indonesia a favorite country for investment. Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil said that he has held talks with an American tech company, Apple. The company built by the late Steve Jobs plans to open a branch office in Bandung, West Java. Indonesia has made remarkable achievement in the development of industry today. Based on United Nations Industrial Development Organization (UNIDO), Indonesia is in the 10th position as the world industrialized countries. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuning in to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta. And listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Petang Tourism Village in Bali. Stay tuned. If you have planned to holiday in Indonesia in May, better to you to visit Bali Island. Besides the island rich with varieties of tradition, art, culture and natural attraction, Bali is also rich with festivals. In May, they will be organized an interesting festival, namely local food festival precisely in the Desa Wisata Petang or the Evening Tourism Village. The festival, which raised the mangosteen fruit as an icon of local fruit, will be held on May 6th to 8th. The purpose of the festival is to increase the number of tourist arrivals and domestic objects to the agro-tourism, as well as introducing to the tourists that the mangosteen fruit is a native and useful fruit to Indonesia. At the festival, you can pick and enjoy the mangosteen straight from the tree. Even you can buy directly from mangosteen farmers in the agro-tourism object. Desa Petang is one of the tourism villages in Bali. The village is located at an altitude of 800 meters above sea level. It is approximately 32 kilometers north of Denpasar and approximately 70 minutes trip by using a motor vehicle from Ngurah Rai Airport. The tourism village has a beautiful natural scenery and rich of natural tourism attraction. One of the natural attractions that can be enjoyed, namely the Air Terjun Bidadari or Angel Waterfall. The waterfall is located in the east of Desa Petang, precisely in Mount Kaja Banjar, Petang Suci. The waterfall is used as a rafting arena. To reach the waterfall, you have to pass some stairs. You also can enjoy a very beautiful forest view from the top. To enjoy the waterfall is free of charge. But to try the rafting, you will be charged with a affordable price. Listener, besides Bidadari Waterfall, Desa Petang Tourism Object also has Puncak Tedung Natural Site. Puncak Tedung is located on the north of Desa Petang. On the way to Puncak Tedung, you will be presented a very beautiful view, such as row of trees, plantation, and mountain. To see the beauty of nature, you can get to the place in the morning at 6 a.m. local time, where you will see the beautiful sunrise from Puncak Tedung with a view of Mount Agung. In addition, from the top of Puncak Tedung, you can see the houses, local people and their gardens. When you visit Petang Tourism Village, you will be find a lot of horticultural crops, which include a variety of vegetables and fruits. Indeed, in general, most villagers there are farmers. They produce mangosteen, the leading local fruit. four areas which are provided as the area of mangosteen agrotourism, namely Banjar Kerta, Banjar Limpah, and Banjar Petang, with total of 50 hectares. One mangosteen tree is capable to bear fruit reaches 300 to 500 kilograms of mangosteen with once a year harvest. Here, you can reap and enjoy the mangosteen fruit straight from the tree. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Petang Tourism Village. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. We meet again in Miscellany. Listener, Earth Day is Earth Observance Day, which is commemorated internationally on April 22nd every year. Earth Day was first initiated by U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970. This day is aimed at improving appreciation and public awareness to the planet that we call Earth. Today, April 22nd, Indonesia also commemorates Earth Day. Many regions in this country commemorate it in different ways. Jimbaran, for instance, holds a Jimbaran festival, or popularly known as Jimba Fest. Listener, Jimbaran Festival will be held again this year. This event will be held on April 23, 2016 at the Jimbaran Square. This annual event is participated in by the traditional villagers in Jimbaran, academicians, Jimbaran Environment Community Sika Teruna, tours and travel agencies, and local people. This festival will feature many occasions with friendly environment theme, such as green competition, green selfie, and green concert. There will also be inexpensive market and culinary. The participants will also be part of garden tour that shows horticulture garden and hydroponic cultivation plants. According to the Jimbaran Festival initiators, Putu Agung Priyante, this festival is an effort to combine several elements in Jimbaran's togetherness and to educate local communities the importance of preserving and taking care of the environment. This festival also highlights several messages about green, education, culture, art, and fun. The green element is helping the Bali Provincial's government clean and green program, while education is indirectly asking the communities to preserve and protect the environment. In the art element, this festival calls the local community to conserve their local wisdoms and Bali's culture to strengthen the ideal living concept of the Balinese. This festival also sees the fun element that makes all participants have some fun.
This year's Jimbaran Festival, there will be a recycle contest for grade 4 and 5th elementary students, plastic bottles and newspapers creation, English speech on Earth Day and selfie photo with the theme Love the Environment Action. This event forbids participants to use plastic materials. All pavilions in the inexpensive market have to use environmental friendly materials. Well, listener, that was today's miscellany on Jimbaran Festival welcoming the Earth Day. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. I'll see you again on the next miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, here is Music Corner. In this edition, we will introduce you a dangdut singer named Nungki Cynthia Sari. Before we get closer to her, how about we listen to a song by her entitled Liku Liku, or in English, Twist and Turn. Happy listening.
Hey, do ba do.
Listener Nungki Sintiasari was born in Surabaya December 24, 1982. Cynthia began her career in the singing world as dangdut singer. Success as dangdut singer, various offers came to her. One of the offers for Cynthia was to be a co-host in Bukan Empat Mata, a program of a private TV station hosted by Tukul Arwana. Well, before we continue further about Nungki Sintiasari, let's enjoy another song of her entitled Lautan Madu, or in English means Sea of Honey.
Thank you.
Hilda focus singing and co-hosting, Cynthia does not abandon her education. After finishing her bachelor degree on management and master degree on communications, since June 2013, Cynthia continued pursuing her doctoral degree on psychology in Pajajaran University. Cynthia thinks that study is important for her life and career, so that she decided not to take regular job because it will disturb her study. Other activities by Cynthia Sari in 2013 before taking the doctoral degree, she loved provide food for scavengers. Alright, listener, that's the music corner, a glimpse about Nongki Cynthia Sari. And how about we end the program with another song by Cynthia entitled Cinta dan Air Mata, or in English means Love and Tears. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.